Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking the classic 808 tale and turning it into something way more interesting for jungle and old school DNB. Not just a note that hangs around longer, but a performance layer. Something that breathes, shifts, and leaves a smoky afterimage in the mix. The goal here is that warehouse vibe. Dark, physical, a little unstable. Think tape haze, vinyl dust, low-end pressure, and just enough human imperfection to make the groove feel alive. We're working in Ableton Live 12, and we're going to build this in a way that stays controlled in the sub, but still has personality in the tail. That means we'll shape note length, timing, pitch movement, amplitude, saturation, and space. The key idea is simple: clean source, dirty edges. Start by loading your 808 into Sampler. If it's a one-shot sample, one-shot mode is a great starting point, because it gives you clear control over the tail. Keep this core path mono from the beginning. Drop a utility after Sampler, set the width to 0%, and if you want to be extra disciplined, turn on bass mono too. In DNB, especially jungle and rollers, the sub has to stay locked in the center. Any stereo movement belongs higher up, in harmonics or ambience, not in the fundamental. Now listen carefully to the source itself. Before you add effects, check whether the tail already feels flat. If it does, don't rush straight into sound design. First ask, are the note offs too consistent? Is every hit the exact same length? Is the phrase too symmetrical? A lot of the human feeling comes from these tiny timing decisions, not from heavy processing. So in your MIDI clip, start varying note lengths. Don't let every 808 end on the exact same grid line. Shorten some notes to around 70 to 85% of their length. Let a couple overlap slightly if you want glide. And for a really smoky feel, try nudging a few hits just a touch late, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds, especially when the tail lands after a snare or before a phrase change. That slight lag can make the groove feel heavier without sounding sloppy. This is a big one. Don't make the whole pattern perfectly quantized and then hope effects will fix it. Jungle and old school DNB often feel powerful because they sit in that sweet spot between precision and looseness. The drums are sharp, but the bass has a hand-played unevenness to it. Next, shape the amp envelope in Sampler. You want the tail to feel extended, but not endless. Try a very fast attack, around 0 to 3 milliseconds, and a decay or release somewhere around 250 to 700 milliseconds depending on tempo and how much space you need. If the sample clicks at the front, soften the attack slightly or trim the start. We want movement, not a distracting pop. If you want that classic sliding bass attitude, add glide only where it's needed. Don't leave it on constantly unless that's the exact sound you want. A glide time around 25 to 80 milliseconds gives subtle movement. Go longer, around 90 to 140 milliseconds, if you want a more obvious dubby or jungle style bend. The trick is to use overlap selectively. Leave most notes clean, then overlap one transition into the next to create a little pitch fall or rise. That makes it feel performed, like a bass player leaning into one phrase, not like a synth preset doing the same thing every time. Now let's add a bit of pitch life. This is where the tail starts to feel like it's moving in a room instead of just playing back from a sampler. You can use Sampler's pitch envelope if the sample responds well, or automate transpose on selected hits. Even tiny changes make a difference. Try a brief pitch dip at the start, maybe minus 1 to minus 5 semitones for an instant before settling back to the root. Or use micro to tune on specific hits, just a few cents up or down. Nothing dramatic. We're not trying to make it sound broken. We're trying to make it feel physical. A really effective warehouse trick is a slight downward drift at the end of the tail. That falling feeling, where the note seems to sink into the room, and strid in depth. It's subtle, but it works. In darker DNB, that kind of movement can be more powerful than a huge synth effect. Now let's bring in some harmonic grit. An 808 tail in a dense DNB mix often needs help translating on smaller speakers, and saturation is the cleanest way to do that. Put a saturator in the chain, then a Q8, then utility if needed after that. Start with soft clip-on, and only a few dB of drive. You want warmth and harmonics, not smash distortion. Then use a Q8 to clean up mud if the tail is clouding the kick, usually somewhere around 120 to 250 HE. If the bass needs more presence on smaller systems, add a gentle boost somewhere in the mid-range, maybe around 700 HC to 1.5 KHC, but keep it restrained. Here's a pro move: split the sound into two layers. Keep one chain as pure mono sub, almost untouched. Then make a second chain for the harmonic layer, high past around 90 to 140 HC, and process that more aggressively with saturation or even a little redux if you want a worn texture. Blend the two together. That way the foundation stays solid, while the dirty edge gives the bass a voice. Now we add human variation in dynamics. If your 808 responds to velocity, use it. Stronger hits can land around 95 to 110 velocity, supporting hits around 70 to 90, and ghosted notes even lower. If velocity can control filter or tone, even better. Let the louder notes open up a little more, and keep the softer ones darker and rounder. That creates an organic accent pattern that feels like phrasing, not automation, for automation's sake. You can also automate across the phrase. In a build, let the filter open a bit. Before a drop, reduce saturation slightly for contrast, then hit harder when the drop lands. In an 8-bar section, maybe let the release breathe a little more in the final bar so the tail feels like it's reaching forward. These are tiny moves, but they stop the bass from feeling looped and static. Now, if the tail is fighting the kick, don't just turn it down and hope for the best. Sidechain it. Use compressor with the kick as the sidechain input. Keep the attack fast, maybe 1 to 5 milliseconds, and set the release somewhere around 60 to 140 milliseconds depending on tempo. You don't want obvious pumping unless that's the style. You want the tail to tuck under the kick and then bloom back out into the gaps. That call and response between drums and bass is a huge part of DNB movement. And think about arrangement, not just sound. Don't have the 808 tail occupying every space all the time. Let it answer the break. Let it land after a snare or fill. Let it stretch a little more in a switch-up. Let it retreat in the denser part so the drums can breathe. In a good DNB arrangement, the bass doesn't just sit under the groove. It reacts to it. For smoky warehouse atmosphere, a touch of space can be amazing, but never on the actual sub. Send only a high-passed copy or just the harmonic layer to a return track with reverb or hybrid reverb. Keep the low cut high enough to protect the bass, usually around 200 Hz or more, and keep the decay modest. You want suggestion, not a wash. A little echo can also work if it's filtered and low in feedback, just enough to leave a haze behind the note. Once the tail is behaving the way you want, resample it. This is one of the best advanced moves in Ableton. Print a few bars of the processed bass to audio. Now you can chop it, reverse it, fade it, or stretch it into a transition. It also commits the humanized feel you've built, which helps you stop tweaking forever and start arranging like a producer. Sometimes hearing the tail, as audio instead of a live instrument, tells you immediately whether it's working. A good test is to listen away from the grid. If the bass feels too perfect visually but dead musically, that's a sign you need more asymmetry. If it feels too messy, tighten the note ends and keep the sub mono and steady. The sweet spot is when it sounds intentional, but not mechanical. Here's a quick recap. We started with a mono 808 and simpler, kept the sub centered, humanized the note lengths, added selective glide and pitch movement, saturated for harmonics, used velocity and automation for phrase level variation, sidechained it against the kick, added only filtered ambience to the upper layer, and finally resampled the result to lock in the feel. The big takeaway is this: in jungle and old school DNB, the 808 tail is not just a sustain, it's part of the performance. It should breathe with the break, support the drop, and leave a foggy trail behind it. If you get that balance between control and imperfection, you're right in the zone. Now for the practice challenge. Build a 4-bar dark DNB phrase with one 808 tail. Keep it mono, vary the note lengths, add one small glide move, process it with utility, saturator, and EQ8, then sidechain it lightly to the kick. Duplicate the clip and change only the final note in the last bar. Then resample it and compare the printed audio to the live chain. If it feels like a real performance instead of a copy-paste bass loop, you're doing it right. That's the sound, controlled sub, dirty edges, and just enough human drift to make the warehouse feel alive.